Ahoy, my friend, and welcome aboard the Afro Tales Podcast, a ship that will carry us from location to location, exploring the tales that grew from the African diaspora in the Americas and the Caribbean. I am Amon Mazinga, your teller of yarns. As we head out, a particular yarn for each location will be spun. Come, sit with me, and enjoy this journey.
Ea. Once there was a fisherman. It had been a long time since any fish had wanted to bite on his hook. They would just steal his bait and make fun of him. Whenever he pulled his nets in, nothing. Just trash. So he put aside his gear and stopped fishing. One morning, his wife said to him,
"Today, you have to bring me a nice fat red snapper or a plump prawn."
"That's impossible. The tide is out."
"You are just a good for nothing. The whole neighborhood is waiting to buy fish from you, and you won't even go down to the seashore."
"That's because the fish aren't biting. Someone has cast a spell on me.
Bring me back something. Even just a measly sardine. If you don't, wants me to die."
The man went down to the sea and pushed off from the shore. He pulled his line back with a lovely big fish, who said,
"Don't kill me.
I really don't want to kill you. But my wife said she has to eat some fish or she'll die.
Throw me back into the water. I will fill up 3 boatloads of fish for you."
He threw it back, and the fish fulfilled his promise. And the fisherman walked through the village calling,
"E-I-E, E-I-E."
He sold everything. He kept the biggest fish for his own household. When the fish was cooked and served on a platter, the fisherman said to his wife,
"Do you see how fat and lovely this fish is? Well, it's the only one left of the 3 boatloads that the first fish I caught brought me."
The woman slammed it down, shouting,
"This isn't the fish I want. I want the one you caught first."
"That wouldn't be right. That fish helped me make so much money.
I don't care. If you want me to die, you must bring me back. You must bring it back to me tomorrow."
The next day, he went back out to the sea. The water was so clear that you could see all the way to the bottom, just like looking through a window pane. You could even see heaven's roots. The same fish came back, took the hook, and there it was on the end of the line, brilliant as a jewel.
"Alas, today I have to take you home. You're the first fish, and my wife wants to eat you. If she doesn't eat you, she says she will die. She has never lied to me.
Leave me in the sea. If you do, I will fill your boat for 6 times over with fish."
The man accepted, then returned home calling,
"Ea, ea, 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 de."
Back at his own home, he had with him a huge fish, twice as large as the first one.
"There."
Once they were sitting around the table,
"That's the fish that I have led from 6 boatloads that the first fish I caught brought for me.
Well, I don't
don't want this fish either,
shouted the woman.
Well, I don't want this fish either,
throwing the fish down.
Tomorrow, if you don't bring me that first fish you caught, you understand? I will surely die.
How sad the fisherman was as he rowed his boat. The same fish came back, stuck its golden head out of the water, and said to him,
I know I must die today. Take me. But when you are back home, plant my gills at the front of the obi, the coconut tree. Give my entrails to your dog, Ayabe Kumbele, and have the mare eat my tail.
I will.
3 days later, the woman who had eaten Ia gave birth to 3 sons. The dogs had 3 puppies. The mare had 3 colts. The 3 boys stood up and said to their mother,
Aya, mai.
Then ran out and went straight to the coconut tree. There, they dug up 3 lances. They went to the dog and took her 3 puppies, to the mare and took her 3 colts. Then they went back to the mother and began to dance around her, waving their lances, chanting,
Ayambe kumbale kome, abe kune, eh, alambe kumbale koma, abe kune.
And off they ran into the forest. Now, in Africa, so says the old man, the names of those 3 are Tegwa, Kaende, and Oduo. 3 great men. The end.
So I'm not gonna lie, this story bothered me. And it bothered me because of the wife more than anything, you know? Her husband's a hardworking man. You know, he's a fisherman. You know, he goes out there every day, tries to catch the fish. I guess what they used to call him, fishmongers. He sells fish. He catches fish, he sells fish. That's his job. If there's nothing out there, I can understand him wanting to come home, take a break, take a few days off, take some time away, maybe think about something else, because you're not catching anything, you know? And the fact that he was willing to say, hey, I need to take a step back and think this over and try something different. And all she could say is, no, get out there and go back to doing what you was doing. It's like, come on, babe, you know? Give me a second, because the job ain't bringing you no money. You know what I mean? And I understand her. I understand her pushing her husband. Don't get me wrong. I don't think I'm not understanding that. That's not my problem with her pushing her husband. That's not it. Because he goes back out there and he gets a magic fish. And I'm just happy for the man, you know? Because what better way to come up than to have a magic fish, you know? And this particular story, I know there's a Nigerian tale. Well, actually, you know what? I'm saying that, yes, this is part of a Nigerian tale, because the language you see me or you hear me speak at the end is actually considered Igbo, at least according to translator, it's Igbo. So there you go. But in the Nigerian tale, it's the same thing. You know, he goes out and finds a fish, and his wife just like, I want this, I want that. But in this particular story, she's like, I just want the fish. I want to eat that fish. Ma'am, no. The fish is giving us more fish to make money. Why are you trying to eat the fish? You know, like... And you talk about you're going to die if you don't eat the magic fish? Like, really? Oh, I feel so bad for the fishermen and the fish. Like, we could literally be doing this for the rest of our lives, bro. Like, fishermen probably like, I could literally just go out there, catch him, or just go see him. He gonna give me all the fish I need, and we gonna be good for the rest of our lives. But wifey like, nah. Nah. I'm gonna eat that fish. But then the fish comes up with the plan, you know? Says, look, I'm gonna help you one last time. Don't even worry about it. And he tells him what to do. And you get the fairy tale aspect, you know, the three boys, the three lances, the three colts, and the three dogs. And then first of all, these are little boys. And they come ready back in the house, and they dancing and singing and everything, like, to the mom, like, yo. And then we out of here. And I really want to know what happened next. Like, you know, like this, what y'all gonna do? Because y'all became good men or great men. What y'all gonna do? You know, but... I like that. And you know there's people out there in real life. Like, you go out there and you find your blessing. And your significant other or somebody close to you is like, I want the blessing too. I want it for myself. But they don't know how to utilize it right. You know what I mean? And so they go and abuse the blessing. And then neither one of you guys have. Or you get one last thing out of it, and hopefully, you know, it's a blessing that'll transcend, you know, everything you need. Because you get somebody, you put somebody on, and they mess it up. You know, they mess it up for you, and that's not right. And hopefully, sometimes you got to keep, you know, your blessings to yourself. Don't tell. Because if he didn't tell her that it was a magic fish that put them on, she would have never known. Sometimes you got to keep your blessings to yourself. Sometimes you can't let people know your source. Sometimes you can. You got to know who you can let know. But everybody can't know, you know, because some people gonna mistreat it, and it's gonna kill it off. It's like, yeah, you know. But anyway, thank you for coming on this journey with me. And as always, go see the chef, because he has a wonderful he told me a Cuban dish, fish dish, for you guys this week. He's proud of it, so go see him. And after you see him, and even before you see him, as always, have a blessed day.
Welcome, my friends, to the galley. I am your chef, Chef, and today we shall make a wonderful dish, sea bass, the Cuban style, yes. So, today you will need just a few things. One thing for sure is 4 to 6 ounces of filet sea bass. That is the most important thing of the meal, of course. Then you will need 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, or whichever you prefer. 1.5 cups thinly sliced white onions. 2 tablespoons minced garlic. 4 cups of seeded chopped plum tomatoes. 1.5 cups dry white wine. Oh, I love dry wine. 2/3 cup of sliced stuffed. Okay. 2 cups sliced stuffed green olives. 1/4 cup of drained capers. 1/8 a teaspoon of red pepper flakes. We don't want to make it too spicy. Okay. 2 tablespoons of butter. And lastly, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh cilantro. Yeah. Everybody knows a good Latino dish must have cilantro. So, how do we prepare this meal? Easy. We will heat the oil in a large skillet over a medium heat. We will then saute the onions until soft, stirring in the garlic, and saute that for about 1 minute. Add the tomatoes and cook until they begin to soften also. Stir in the wine, olives, capers, and red pepper flakes. Heat to a simmer. Then, we will place the sea bass into the sauce, nice and easy. Cover and gently, remember to gently simmer for 10 to 12 minutes or until the fish is flaky easily. Okay. Or until the fish flakes easily with a fork. Then you may transfer the fish to the serving plate and keep warm. Increase the heat and add butter to sauce. Simmer until sauce thickens. Stir in the cilantro and serve over the fish. Oh, so wonderful. That is it. You are done. A very quick and easy meal. So, you go do what you do. Let me know how it comes out. And as you eat these sea bass the Cuban way, think about Ella, the magic fish. For this sea bass may have been yours. So, until I have another wonderful meal, please, as always, enjoy.
My friends, we are here, and I want to thank you for coming out here on this voyage with me. Thank you for doing what you do and giving me the time to get to this point. I want you to join me in thanking Art by Chalet. I want to also join me in thanking those who create the sound effects and music on freesound.org and Free Music Archive. I want you to share this journey with your family and friends so that way they can be blessed just as you are. If you want to leave a comment or a review so others can learn about this voyage, please do so wherever you can. All other ways to support and contact me will be in the show notes. So please go there, check it out, and do what you do best and be you. Again, thank you. And until next time, have a blessed day.